You're not permitted to do Amira Lenochri. The Gemara says Amira Lenochri is only prohibited midrabbanan. The Gemara in Gittin, Dav Ches on the base, that Hakayin Sad the Beretz Yisrael is fulfilling a mitzvah of Yishe Beretz Yisrael, buying it up from the Nochrim. So the Gemara says you're permitted to write the Shtar Kasvim Olav Ono Afila B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says B'Shabbos Al Kadaitach, how can it be? The Gemara says no, Amira Lenochri is only forbidden with the Rabbanan, the Makam Mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael Hetiru. Why did they invent such an Iser, Amir Lenochri? From thin air, they invented it. So, Mistama, usually we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. So the Pasuk reads in Aseres Adibas, we're not permitted to do any Melocha, Ato Avin Chavitecha, Avdecha Vamascha Hemtecha, the Ger Chashev Besherecha. Who is Ger Chashev Besherecha? A Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek, we assume, is included in Ato. Ato doesn't only refer to those people who are present at the Har Sinai. Ato refers to all the adults, L'dorei Doros. Ato refers to every Jew who's after Bar Mitzvah. So Rashi quotes the Gemara and increases. The Gemara increases understands that Ger Chashev Besherecha first or Ger Toshav. What do you mean a Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos? We never heard of such a thing. There is no such halacha. So the reason why we never heard of it is because there are three opinions in the Gemara there in Croesus, to what extent does the Ger Toshav has an obligation to observe Shabbos. So the first opinion is, he observes Shabbos like the Jews would observe Yontif. Where does that come from? Apostle Ger Chamiz, the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. Why? Like we observe Yontif. So the Avdei Nezer explains in Hilchas Tefillin. Somebody asked the Avdei Nezer, he was a Chassid Shereb, but why do you follow the Zohar not to wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed? If many Rishonim say you're obligated to wear tefillin chalma, isn't it a sveka deraisa l'chumra? So he said, no, the Gemara Paskins like this Zohar. More Paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, with respect to this, the chalamoid is also an oath. How do you know the Shabbos Yontov you don't wear tefillin? Because it's a kshartim le'os al yadecho, to the exclusion of Shabbos Yomim Tovim Shehein Atzmanos. Shabbos Yontov is an oath. As it says, Rishonim Yisrael Sal Shabbos, Osi, Beini Be'min Yisrael Osi Li'olim. Shabbos is an oath. So the Gemara, he said, the Gemara Paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, not only Shabbos is an os, not only Yontov is an os, even Chol HaMoed is an os. Where is this Gemara? So he says, this is the Gemara in Croesus on Daf Tes. But the Gemara is discussing to what extent should we expect of the Ger Toshav, he should observe Shabbos. Why in the world should we think that he should observe Shabbos, that there should be a dispute? So the Avdei Nezer explained, what do you mean a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who accepts upon himself in the presence of the Bezno three Jews to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninach. So what's the Chiddush? Even if he doesn't accept upon himself, even if he doesn't kibbit himself, even the Tzuvah V'yayimet, that's the Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninach. They're obligated to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs, whether they accept it or not. But Avnei Nezer thinks that when the Ger Toshav accepts it, he's committing himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs with all the Abizrayus in a more elaborate form than just observing. Then B'nai Noach have to just keep the bare skeleton, the bare essentials of the Sheva Mitzvahs. And a Ger Toshav who committed himself to observe it has to observe all the related Isur. So since the Gemara says that one who observes Shabbos is testifying that he believes in the story of creation, and one is Mechal Shabbos as if he's demonstrating he doesn't believe in the story of creation, maybe doesn't believe in Metzius Hashem. So the Gemara says, HaMechal Shabbos b'ferhes yedina ka'ovid avod izora. Why? Because by observing Shabbos, we are demonstrating that we believe in the story of creation. We believe in God, that God created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. By being Mechal Shabbos, it's like a person demonstrates and doesn't believe in the whole story. Ke'ovid Avod is Kechovid. So since the Bnei Noach have to observe Sheva Mitzvahs, Avod Azor is one of them, so the Ger Toshav accepted who commits himself to observe it should really observe Avod Azor in a more enhanced form. So more enhanced means he should really observe Shabbos. But that's why it says in Aseres Adibus v'Ger Chashev Besherecha, the Ger Toshav should also observe Shabbos. So this is on the one hand. On the other hand, however, there is a din that Nochri Sheshovas Chayiv Misa. A Nochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos. So the Avnei Nezer spices it up a little bit. He quotes a passage from the Zohar that Shabbos is a special day when there's a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. And the Zohar gives a mashal that the maid in the royal palace has the keys to all the rooms. So the maid has to have the keys to the royal bedroom also. So the maid has to go in sometimes to clean up. But if the maid is going to come in when the king and the queen are together in bed, so the king is going to behead her. She's not allowed to come in then. She has to have seichel to know when they need privacy and when she has a right to come in to clean up the room. So the Nochri Shoshavas is intruding on a day where there's supposed to be a special, unique relationship between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael. Special yichidus, between yichud, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. And if the Nochri is going to intrude, the Nochri is going to be Shabbos, he deserves to be headed. Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa, the Gemara does mean Misa, but the other means Misa B'dei Shammai. So on the one hand, you want the Ger Toshev should observe Shabbos because he committed himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah, so he should observe them in a more enhanced form than a plain Ben Noach. On the other hand, we don't permit a Nochri to observe Shabbos because it's a special, unique day with a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara has three Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon Baichai. So the first Tana says there are two Girsas, who the first Tana, who's the second Tana. But the third Tana is clearly Rabbi Shimon Baichai. So the first Tana says a Ger Toshev has to observe Shabbos, but only like Yisrael observes Yontif, not the way Yisrael observes Shabbos. That would be a violation of Nochri Shoshavit. The second Tana says that's not going to help. He didn't solve the problem. Yontif is also an os. Yontif is also a special day when there's a special connection, a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So the Nochri can only observe, the Ger Toshev is only permitted to observe Shabbos the way the Jewish people observe Chol HaMoed. Then the third Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Choy, says that's not going to help either. If the Nochri is going to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed, is also no good because Chol HaMoed is also an os. Just like Shabbos is an os and Yontav is an os, Chol HaMoed is also os. Beini beminei Yisrael oisiliya, the special yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So the Gemara says halacha. So how does the Ger Toshev observe Shabbos? Ki Yisrael bechol, he doesn't observe Shabbos. And the Gemara says halacha ki Rav Shimon Baichai. So you're left dangling with the pasuk. The pasuk says in Aseres Adibas Lasasag Amalacha Ger Chashev B'Sherecha. So you say the Ger Toshev is not permitted to observe Shabbos, not like Shabbos, not like Yontem, not like Chol HaMoed. How does he observe Shabbos? So Tosis in Yevamos writes Behechreach. You have to say he doesn't observe Shabbos. The pasuk means Ger Chashev B'Sherecha, just like there's a din of Shvisas Behemto, that if the Israel owns a behema, he has to be careful not to allow his behemoth to be involved in malacha. Even if the Yisrael is away for Shabbos, and his next door neighbor is a Nochri, and he knows the Nochri is using the behemoth on Shabbos, the Nochri with the Yisrael are neighbors, they're good neighbors. They always give each other permission to use each other's things. So if the Yisrael knows that the Nochri is going to use the behemoth, he has to call him up and tell him, please don't use my behemoth. It'll be my violation of Shvisas Behemto. So just like there is a din of Shvisas Behemto, so too there's a din of Hamira the Nochri. If the Nochri is a Ger Toshev, the Yisrael is not permitted to ask the Ger Toshev to do Malacha for him, and that's an Issa Eraisa. There's a din of Shvisas Avodav also. If you have an Ebek Knaini, you're not permitted to have the Ebek Knaini do Malacha for you. But usually we say Shvisas Ebek Knaini Shemol B'Toval is Chayv Mitzvus Ke'isha. So the Ebek Knaini is Mitzvah V'Yomid. He's just like a woman is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Ebek Knaini is also not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, there is an opinion in the later Achrenim, which we have not accepted, that even if he's not an Ebek Knaini, Shemol B'Tovol, that Al Pidin is Mechayim Mitzvah Skeisha. Let's say the Ebek Knaini belongs to me, Loi Mol B'Tovol. Loi Mol B'Tovol, he's a Goy Gomer. Loi Mol B'Tovol, he's not Chayim Mitzvahs at all. So there is an opinion that even such an Ebek Knaini, I'm not allowed to have him do a malacha for me. He's allowed to do a malacha, isn't he? He's not Jewish, but I'm not allowed to have him. That's an Isar Amirul and Nachri Deraisa. I'm not allowed to have that Ebek Knaini do a malacha for me. And then there's even some Achredim who went a step further. They said if you have an employee whom you pay money to, is also Dina Kevek Knaini. Poyel is Dina Kevek Knaini. If it's a salary, the worker, it's an Isar Deraisa, Deska, salary non-Jew to do malacha for you. We don't accept that opinion. We hold that a salaried guy is plain amir and not only forbidden mid the rabbanon. Even if you have an Ebek Knaini who belongs to you, shaloi mol betoval. Also, the pashtus is that I think that there's not an isa derais of shvisas avodav. But Tosis says that this is pshat in ger chashev b'sharecha, that amir and nochri, if the nochri happens to be a ger toshav, then amir and nochri would be an isa derais. So here, called the tikkun rabbanon, came derais the tikkun. The Chachamim introduced, they took that din derais and they expanded it. They said, it's not permissible to ask any Nochri, even if he's not a Ger Toshev, to do a malacha for you. That's midrabbanan. We have certain kulas in Amir al-Nochri on the assumption that it's only midrabbanan. We have one kula On Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph, we discussed it, that B'makom Chol Hashem B'Sakana, we allow Oymer L'Nachri V'Yosef. You're permitted to ask a Nachri even to do Melachas Deraisa, to drive to the hospital and to do surgery, whatever is necessary. B'makom Chol Hashem B'Sakana, Amir L'Nachri is Mutam. We allow B'makom Tzar Balichayim. How did the Jews ever have a farm in Europe? You have to milk the cows. If you don't milk the cows, it's going to be extremely painful for the cow. So the halach is that Amir L'Nachri is Mutam B'makom Tzar Balichayim. Not only b'makom chol Hashem b'sakana for a human being, if you have a behemoth, the tzar bal chaim is also mutter. We have the famous Gemara in Gittin that keeps on coming up, Gittin Chesam and Beis, that we just said a few minutes ago, that b'makom yiv Eretz Yisrael, Amir L'Nachri is mutter. The Balu Yitir extended it, and he said, from that Gemara you see Amir L'Nachri is mutter b'makom mitzvah, any mitzvah. So we have never accepted that, but we assume if it's a shvuz de shvuz, we say it's mutter b'makom mitzvah, b'makom hefsid merubah. When else are we mekel on Amir L'Nachri? B'makom hatzolas kisvei HaKodesh, if the shul is on fire and the Sifrei Torah are going to get destroyed, so you permit it to ask the Nachri to carry the Sifrei Torah into the B'shus HaRam Deraisa, even though it's not a shvuz de shvuz, it's Amir L'Nachri on a Deraisa. Still, Amir L'Nachri is mutter b'makom hatzolas kisvei HaKodesh. This is all by medvar ma'amurim. If the whole Amir L'Nachri is only an Issa derabbanan, but if you're dealing with a Ger Toshav, and we accept what Tosha said, that a Ger Toshav is Amir L'Nachri, that it's an Issa deraisa, you don't have any of those kulas. All the kulas are all working on the assumption that Amir L'Nachri is derabbanan to begin with. So b'makom chol Hashem b'sakana le'gozer, b'makom yishev eretz yisrael le'gozer. And some b'makom mitzvah derabim, we spoke yesterday, b'makom mitzvah derabim, some derambad in the end of Shabbos understands that Kaisvam Valavona, Afila Bishabas, Amir L'Nachri is Mutter, Misham Yishav Eretz Yisrael, because Yishav Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah de Rabbi. So all of the kulas and Amir L'Nachri only apply to a Nachri who's not a Ger Toshav. If it's a Ger Toshav, it's an Issa Deraisa, then you can't be Mekel on these things. So who has the status of a Ger Toshav? The Ger Toshav is a non Jew who accepted upon himself in the presence of a bezin of three Jews to observe the Sheva Mitzvah's B'nef. That's called a Ger Toshav. The Gemara says, where's the Gemara? Erchen, you said? Erchen? Chavtes and Erchen, that Bizman She'en Ayoyvel Noig, you can't have a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is only Noig, Bizman She'ayoyvel Noig, Bizman She'en Ayoyvel Noig, there is no din of Ger Toshav. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara Kitzurasai, that Bizman She'en Ayoyvel Noig, you can't have a Ger Toshav. When they developed the Het Mechira in the 1600s, so they were concerned about the fact that there's a din Loisachanim. Pasuk and Chumash Loschanim, a difficult pasuk. The Gemara in Abu Dizar Daf Chav has three levels of interpretation on the pasuk, and we accept all three levels on the level of deraisa. Loschanim is miloshen chinam. You are permitted to give a nachri matnas chinam. And Loschanim is liyisachem bi'einechem. You're not allowed to praise a nachri. And the third level of pshat is miloshen chanoya. Loschanim latitan lahem chanoya bekarka. You're not permitted to allow nachrim to live in Eretz Yisrael. Unless he's a Nachri who is Mekabal Olo Sheva Mitzvah's B'Nenech, then we call him a Ger Toshav. What do you mean Toshav? Imcha Yeshiv B'Kir Becha. We are permitted to allow a Nachri who never accepted Sheva Mitzvah's B'Nenech, is not a Ger Toshav, not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. A Ger Toshav means a Nachri who accepted, who committed himself to observe Sheva Mitzvah's, so he's permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael. He has a special status. That's called a Ger Toshav. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Even though he's a Ger Toshav, he's not allowed to live in Yerushalayim. That's another story. So the Pashto says we don't have any Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. That's the Gemara in Erech, and the Rambam quotes it. The Rabbit has a whole different shot in that Gemara. The Rabbit says it can be a Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. He has a different shot. But the Pashto shot in the Gemara is the way the Rambam usually have Shvera Rambams, and the Rabbit argues with the Rambam. Here the Rambam is Pashto shot in the Gemara. And the Rabbit goes off on a whole new interpretation. So the Pashto says that Bizman Hazeh there is no Ger Toshav. So when they had the Het Mechira for Shnas HaShmitah, when they would sell the farms in Eretz Yisrael to a Nachri, so they would always be facing an issue, aren't they in violation of Lo Sechanim, selling to a Nachri? So they came up with the Heter, you're not selling, you're not doing a Toiva to the Nachri, and Nachri doing us a Toiva, so therefore there's no Issa of Lo Sechanim, or whatever, they only sold Lizman, they're going to get it back, the Sefer HaChinuch said there's no Issa. So Rav Kook writes in his Sefer Shabbos HaOretz, that one of the Rabbonim who was on his Bezdin in Yafo came up with a new suggestion. Instead of selling Eretz Yisrael to a Christian Arab, they should sell to a Muslim Arab. maybe the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav. Why? The Christians worship the Trinity. If he's a Trinitarian Christian, say that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. So there's Taked Din Lo Sechanim on a Christian. So you have to come on to Kulas. But this Tamat Chachaman, Rav Kook Sebezna, he tells you the name, just it didn't register by me. So I don't remember who it is. Must have been a big Tamat Chachaman. It was before my time, before I was born. So I never heard of him. So he came up with a suggestion, the halacha that you can't be mekabel ger toshav bezman she'ein ha'yogel noeg is only a nochri who wants to become a ger. So he has to be mekabel in the presence of the Beis Din of Three, because we don't really know who he is. But if he's a Muslim, we all know that that's what all the Muslims stand for. They all subscribe to all the Shem Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. They subscribe to additional things too, but they all subscribe to the Shem Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So maybe you don't need a Beis Din to be mekabel them. Maybe there is even a din of Ger Toshav B'zman Hazeh. Maybe all the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav. So maybe it's better. That's what they changed and under Rav Kook's authorization, when they made the Het HaMechir in Eretz, instead of selling to a Christian Arab, they came up with the Chiddush that you're going to sell to a Muslim Arab. Yeah. But then the problem is, if you're going to come up with such a Chiddush that the Muslim Arabs have a din of Ger Toshav, so you can't use a Shabbos Goy. All the things that we use a Shabbos Goy for Chodesh Emes HaKona, and Hatzolos Kisvi HaKodesh, and all the other things. He has a din of a Ger Toshav, Samir Lenoch, and he said there, I say you don't have any Kulas. So then Rav Kook gets involved in his tshuvas. He gets involved, so he says, no, we only meant to say that it's a ger toshav and a ger tadiz din. Imcha yesha bikirbecha, the whole prohibition, lo sechorim, not to allow the nochem to live in Eretz Yisrael, yesha biartzecha, pen yachtiyu oischali, because they sin, so they're going to get the Jews to sin. But if it's yadua mefursam, that the Muslims subscribe to the Shem HaMitzvahs ben inayach, so maybe they have a din of Ger Toshav and Ger to that din, but they really don't have a din of their Ger Toshav and Ger to all the other dinim. Every so often there are more dinim about Ger Toshav. There's a mitzvah lahachayoso. Gemara says a mitzvah to give tzedakah. That's the lashon of Gemara. Ger Toshav is a mitzvah lahachayoso. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in one place quotes that Gemara instantly, mitzvah lahachayoso. He's talking about Ger Toshav. So some took that line in the Ramban out of context. They said, you see, that because nefesh of a Ger Toshav is Deich HaShabbos. Because the Ramban said mitzvah l'achiyosim. The Ramban is just quoting the Gemara, mitzvah l'achiyosim, whatever it means in the Gemara. The context of the Gemara doesn't go that pikoch nefesh of a ger toshav is dechen Shabbos. The Gemara means to say that there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. V'chei achicha imach means to give tzedakah. So not only v'chei achicha imach, give tzedakah to a fellow Jew, to give tzedakah to a ger toshav is also a mitzvah. Yeah, so that's where Rav Kook already gets a little far-fetched. One of the rabbeim in yeshiva once made a comment years ago. I never read through the tshuvas of Rav Kook. He said he wanted to pick up who Rav Kook was, and so he read a lot of the tshuvas. All the tshuvas are very traditional, classical style, except for this one. This is already doichik. Everything else is smooth. Someone else, this one you can tell that it was under pressure. So he came up with such a chilek thing. Get toshim and get. Ben get to all the other dinim and get toshim and get to lois hachanim. So a little bit of a shverik. Okay. So there is a prohibition of amir lenoch. Yeah, and we have kulas. The yisur of amir lenoch is only the rabbanon, and because only the rabbanon, that's why you have a whole bunch of kulas. And none of the kulas apply if it's if he's a ger toshim. That's amir lenoch there, right?
Which way does everything is ashtus the chomer for is. Does a Muslim
treat
should be treated like a
ger toshav? No, the Pashto says that there's no ger toshav. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. People make a mistake. They think Amir Lenacher is muta b'havlo. I order the newspaper every day, so they deliver the newspaper 6 days a week, 7 days a week, including Shabbos, including Sunday sometimes. So since it's b'havlo, it's muta. That's a mistake. You have a goyish secretary who runs a business for you. It's also b'havlo. So you're allowed to have your business open on Shabbos because everything is b'havlo. B'havlo is a kula in Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is a different prohibition. Schar Shabbos of all places is in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia, the Gemara has a din that if I have, I hire a shomer, lishmar es hatinok, lishmar es hazroim, to watch a baby. I once met Professor Shaul Lieberman from the seminary. So he was met him at Meir Shorim, or Rabbeinu Shvinkel. So he came in with his brother. His brother had a shop in Meir Shorim, so he came with his brother to have a cup of coffee by Rabbeinu Shvinkel. Never met him in America. So he was talking about, he was drinking the coffee slowly. He was talking about whether he have to drink the Revi'ahs, talk to the Shtiyas Revi'ahs, or talk to Achilas Pras, Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raiva. So he's going through different Makaris in the Gemara. Okay. Different sources, Mishnais and Tosefta's and so on. Then somehow the conversation switched over to babysitting. So he said the earliest source for babysitting is this Tosefta that's quoted in Bob Metzia. If you hire a worker, Lishmar Satinoik, to babysit, or Lishmar Hazraim, to watch your field, so you're not allowed to pay him money just for Shabbos, unless he's paid by Havloah, unless he gets paid by the week, or gets paid by the month, or by the year, and so on. So the Gemara has, so that's the deal of Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay a person for activities that he does on Shabbos, even though the activities are Het Gomer, a babysitter. He's not doing any malachas at all. So that's an Issa de Rabbanon, not to take Schar Shabbos. There's a machloikas over there. What does it mean he's a babysitter? So Rashi interprets on that Gemara. We don't pass like Rashi. Rashi says, Lishma Satinoik is referring to Bisman by Sheni. They had an institution that they would, how often did they make a paraduma in the history of the world? I think the Mishnah says there were 9 paradumas in the past, and there's going to be a 10th one, the Moshe HaMashiach, going to make another paraduma. So when they made the 9 paradumas, it was a pause of 100 years in between, 75 years in between. So they wanted to, because they introduced kulas in paraduma, that's why they had introduced chumers. What kulas did they introduce in paraduma? Bisman by Sheni, they had a lot of trouble from the karoim, from the tzdukim. Tzdukim were like the later, they had Karoim later, so Tzdukim was Bambay Shein. So the Tzdukim had the Kulas and they had the Chumers. So one of the Chumers was that to make a Paraduma that should be Metahir, people who are Tamei Mesim, you have to have people who are Tohor, have to do the whole Paraduma, and they have to be Tohor Legamre. If the fellow is at full Yom, he was Tamei and he went to Mikvah, he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, he's Tommy Benegir Tachilos Kachim, Benegir Tachilos Truma, so at full Yoim is not allowed to do Paradum. The Chacham had a tradition that is not so. The Chacham had a tradition. He's a Torah, a Tommy, a Fila Torah called who? Where did they see in the Pasuk? It's very unclear. Where did they see in the Pasuk? He's a Torah, a Tommy called who? So the latest farm right, because the word Torah is spelled Chosavov, Tes Hei Reish. So he's incomplete Torah. He was Tevel in the Mikvah, but he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, so Tvul Yoim is permitted to do the Paraduma. So because the Tzdukim had this Chumrah, so the Chachamim wanted to demonstrate to the public, we don't accept anything that the Tzdukim say, everything they darshan is wrong, Bein L'kula, Bein L'chumrah. Once in a while they did accept what they said, if they thought it was correct. There's a Gemara in Nida, the Gemara says in Nida, that Nefel, the Tzdukim were of the opinion, they darshan the pasuk, that a nefil, a baby who dies soon after he's born, he never survived 30 days, so nefil is not tom kvura. There's no mitzvah to bury him. He's metame, a nefil, even if it's lekol al chadashav. If the nefil had a 40-day pregnancy, then it has a tumas meis. But there's no mitzvah kvura on a nefil. So the Gemara never says whether the Chachamim accepted it or they didn't accept it. What's Taka they did? The Gemara says the Tzdukim is Manabayis held that Rasha from a pasuk. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kvuras HaMeis on Yontif quotes a Machlokes Achrayim. Is Kvuras HaNeif? Is there a mitzvah Kvuras HaNeifel? And therefore there's a din of Kovan HaMeis on the Neifel. Therefore you're allowed to bury the Neifel even on Yontif Rishon Al Yedei Amimim, Al Yontif Sheni, Al Yedei Yisrael Ano. Maybe there's no mitzvah for us on Eifel. Maybe we do accept what the Tzdukim said. So bottom line, that's what Rav HaPaskim hold, that there we do accept what the Tzdukim said. The Chachamim agreed, but the Drasha, they came up with a good Drasha. But most of the time when the Gemara says, the Tzdukim darshan nedin, l'hoka l'hachma, usually we assume that it's incorrect. So here the Gemara says, the Tzdukim came up with this din, that you can only make a paradumah if all of the people involved are m'urovei shemesh. They all had Harav Shemesh. If someone is a Tomei, Shetoval, and he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, he's a Tvul Yom, he's not allowed to participate in Asiyas Paraduma. So, Kedei Lohoitzim, Ilibam, Shalat Tzukim, the Chachamim went out of the way. Metamin Hoyu, Hakoyin, Asorif, Esapar. They used to be Metameim, have him go to Mikvah the same day, and Dafke Lahaches, to do the Paraduma with people who didn't have Harav Shemesh, who were Tvul Yom, to show that we don't accept the chumrah of the tzukim, we don't accept anything that they say. So Rashi explains, in order that people shouldn't think that the whole procedure, the paraduma, is taken very lightly, with mitami, the kohen, hasarif, hasapara, and we tell him to go to mikveh, and we have him do the paraduma when he's at tful yom, so it sounds like the whole thing is taken very lightly. So Rashi says, no, that was lehotzi b'liv mushal atzduk, and that was a political act that we had to do that. So in order, we have to bend over backwards to demonstrate that asiyas paraduma has to be done with tahara. So they used to use kelim for the paraduma to do the kiddush, to mix the water with the esher. They used to use klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adoma, such kelim that are not mekabel tumah, lo midivrei Torah, lo midivrei Sefer. That was one chumer that they introduced. They only used such kelim that can't possibly be mekabel tumah. And then they used to start raising little children for the purpose of drawing the water for the paraduma. They used to ask pregnant women who would volunteer to give birth to their child in a little area and raise the child in that little area, 2 blocks by 2 blocks, somewhere in the middle of Yerushalayim, somewhere where they know that they check the ground below, there for sure no mason over there, and they want to raise the child till the age of 10 or so, till the age of 9. After 9, he may become a balkari already, a boy, at the age of 9. Before the age of 9, he can become a balkari. And biosabias, he can become a balkari. So they used to have pregnant women volunteer to give birth in a certain tiny little location, 2 by 2 probably, and raise the children for a couple of years over there. And in case they'll need the child to be, they used to have tinoikas to do the paradum. So Rashi learns that this Tosefta that's quoted in Bob Metzit that says, Asercha's hapoil lishmar satinoik, is not talking about the babysitter. It's not talking about a regular. Still no source in babysitters in the early source. The Rashi learns in talking Lishmas HaTinoik, they're raising those tinoikas for the purpose of the paraduma. Lishmas HaZroyim, according to Rashi, also doesn't mean Lishmas HaZroyim, I have a hired worker to watch my farm to make sure that nothing goes wrong. No, Lishmas HaZroyim means the bezn hires people in Shnas HaShmita to watch everything is hefker. But they watch the Zroim for the purpose of the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. If everything is Hefkel, call a Kodim Zoch, everybody can come and grab it. So they're going to take everything, there won't be anything left. You won't have any Seorim for the Omer, for the Minchasam, you won't have any Chitim for the Shtei Lechem. So they had guards, Lishmar Sa Zroim. When people would come, they would say, we represent Bezdin, please don't harvest over here. Everything is Hefker. But we need this for the Minchas HaOmer, we need it for the Shtei Lechem. So Rashi learns that the whole Tosefta that's quoted in Bar Metzia is talking about B'moka Mitzvah. The Schar Shabbos B'moka Mitzvah is not permissible. And Lishma Satinach means the Tinoikas whom they're raising to serve, possibly to do work on the Paraduma. Lishma Sazroi means for the purpose of the Karbonos. We don't pass like Rashi and Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions. Whether Schar Shabbos is muta b'moka mitzvah not, so the accepted opinion is mekel on that. Chava quotes Yeshamim v'Yeshamim, and the Mishnah Berurah says the accepted opinion by the Ashkenazim. I don't know by the Sfarim Ashkenazim. Accepted opinion is that Schar Shabbos is muta b'moka mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, then we allow Schar Shabbos. So the Gemara has this kula b'havlo that Schar Shabbos is muta if it's b'havlo. It's only prohibited if you're paying schar for the work done behetta. He's a babysitter, let's say. The work done on Shabbos, that's not a malocha, if he's paying by the hour, which is a unit of time less than Shabbos, so he's paying by the day, so he's paying for the whole Shabbos. But if the salary is paid to the person by the week, or by the month, or by the year, then it's b'havloh, so then there's no prohibition of schar Shabbos. So the kula of havloh is not a kula in Amir al-Nachri. Amir al-Nachri is prohibited even if it is b'havloh. Even though you're ordering the New York Times for 6 days a week, including Shabbos, or you have your secretary run the office for you 6 days a week, and you pay weekly salary, you pay every 2 weeks you pay a salary, or every month you pay by the month or by the week or something. Havloh is not a heter in Amir al-Yakim. Yeah, what kind of an Issa is Schar Shabbos? It's only an Issa de Rabbanah. It's not an Issa de Raisa. Poshut Pshat, we usually assume, Poshut is that Schar Shabbos is a chelik of the prohibition of Mekach or Memkar. You're not allowed to sell or buy anything, even if you're not going to handle any cash, because of the Gzeir, Hashem Yichtov. Mekach HaMemka is prohibited Gzeresh HaMiyichtav. So not only do we prohibit Mekach HaMemka if you're selling karka, if you're selling metalpilim, what if you're selling services? I'm charging you, I'm acting as your babysitter, and I'm charging you so much money an hour. So to pay, to deliver services that they're going to pay for, even though they don't pay me on Shabbos, but I'm delivering the services on Shabbos, which they're going to pay for. So that's Mekach HaMemka. I'm selling my services. Let's say I'm selling you a book, I'm selling you an automobile. So if I drop off the automobile on Erev Shabbos, and you have it already in your garage, so you're kaina, and then you pay me after Shabbos, so there's no isa mecha memka on Shabbos. But over here, if I'm selling you the services, so you can't be kaina dovish lo bali yodam. I don't do the services until it comes Shabbos. I do the babysitting on Shabbos, or whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm sweeping the floor for you. I'm washing the dishes for you. Maybe that's my mocha mitzvah. The woman wants to have an oinik Shabbos. But let's say it's a situation where there's no mocha mitzvah, so we prohibit schar Shabbos. So schar Shabbos is also because of mekach hamemka. Either you're selling services or you're buying services. The posh pshat is that schar Shabbos is prohibited whether a Jew is paying another Jew to babysit or the Jew is paying a non-Jew to babysit because he's buying the services from the non-Jew. And the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosu, he quotes that some gedolim came up with this fantastic chiddush. I didn't think it was pasha pshat at all. Some gedolim came up with the chiddush that schar Shabbos only osur if a Jew is doing the babysitting. When you say a person is Hashem Shabbos, so people usually say, I mean he doesn't go to work on Shabbos. If you go to work and you get salary, that's called the Mechal Shabbos. If you do Melocha and you don't get salary, so he's Hashem Shabbos, he doesn't go to work. So that's, in common sense terms, to do work on Shabbos means to be salaried. So that's what some Achrayim hold like that the prohibition of Schar Shabbos is only Osir if a Jew is getting salaried for babysitting. The Jew is getting salaried for doing a Pula HaMoteris on Shabbos because he's getting salaried. So that makes it into a Melocha Midirabon. It's not one of the Lamites of its Melochas, not one of the Toldos either. If you pay to do the Pula, then it's considered a Melocha Midirabon. But if you pay a non-Jew to babysit, so somehow there's no prohibition in the first place. That's not included in the Issa Schar Shabbos. I thought the Parshas is not so. That Schar Shabbos is also Mishum Mekach HaMemka, because you're not allowed to buy the services. You're not allowed to sell the services. Either way is also. This prohibition of Amir L'Nochri, Nochri Shabbala Chabbos Enom Lo Kabei, so the Gemara has a Chiddush. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to ask the Nochri Kabei, please come and extinguish the flame. But if the Nochri comes on his own, you don't have to tell him Alte Kabei. You're not allowed to tell him Kabei, but you don't have to tell him Alte Kabei. So it's unclear from the Mishnah, what if I make an announcement, my house is burning down, and I say, Kol HaMechabei No Mapsi. Whoever will do me a teiva and come put out the fire, I'm Hashem Shabbos, I can't do anything. Whoever will do me a teiva and put out the fire will not lose out. So if I say, please, somebody come help me, my house is burning down, I'm going to pay you money, please come. That's tzivui, that's Amir Lenochi. But if I say, Kalam Chabayin Amafsid, so that's the Gemara has a Chiddush. So Rabbami says, Bidleiki Hitirulam Kalam Chabayin Amafsid. We're Mekel. Usually we're machmir, that's Amir L'Nochri, Ayidei Remes. If you say, Kala Mechabein Amapsit, Shalom B'Makam D'Leika, we don't allow. Only B'Makam D'Leika we are Mekel, because it's really a Remes. It's a Remes that really, we're machmir that this Remes is also considered Amir L'Nochri. But B'Makam D'Leika, then we're Mekel. So the Gemara in Ksubis discusses such a lotion, if the husband and the wife are muda hanoa, one of them is muda hanoa from the other one. Let's say the wife is not allowed to get hanoa from the husband. Either the wife is the meshugana, she took a neder, not to get hanoa from the husband, or the husband made a neder that the wife is not allowed to get hanoa from him. Either way, so let's say the wife runs out of food, she runs out of money, so what, you're going to fast tanesim, she's going to starve. So the husband, if the wife goes and she borrows money from somebody, then the husband is going to reimburse the other fellow. So that's a shaila of being mahana, his wife. So the Gemara says there, if the husband asks the grocer, please give my wife food, and I'm going to reimburse you for all the food that she buys from you. So that's directly, he's Mahana, his wife. Even though it's not direct between the husband and the wife, it's a little indirect, it's through the grocery man, but it's also. Because that's Shlichusei Kovid. The Gemara has such a lot. Shlichusei Kovid is a violation of Muda Hanua. But if he doesn't say outright, please take care of my wife and whatever expenses she racks up, so I'll pay the bill. He doesn't say like that. He says, Kol azonis ishtein o mafsid. He says, in a vague way, so then the Gemara says, there's room to be mekel. By the Muda Hanom, Shim Shalom Bayis, there's room to be mekel over there. So the Gemara is assuming that there's a sin, and the Gemara quotes this din, Om Rabbam, Ibleke Tiriloi Mekalamacha Beinam Mafsid. So the Gemara is assuming that just like in order to be in violation of Muda Hanoa, you have to have Shlichusei Ka'ovid, then it's called the violation of Muda Hanoa. So the same thing by Amir and the Nochri. The only time the Amir and the Nochri is Osir is if it's Shlichusei Ka'ovid. Amir lenochri, some achreinim, some rishenim write that it's awesome with the rabbanim because yesh lichus la'akum l'chumer. That's agos my meaning like that. They prohibited me the rabbanim. There are two ways to explain it. Why did they prohibit the amir lenochri? Either because shluchu shalom kemoisa yesh lich ledaver l'chumer yesh lichus la'akum l'chumer. So if I yes lenochri to drive the car for me to drive me somewhere, mitam shlichus is considered as if minatur is en shlich ledaver. But in the Rabbanim we say yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra, so it's considered as if I myself was the Mechal Shabbos al yidei shliach. The Nachri is my shliach. Or another way, other Rishonim say differently, it's a gzeira shemo, if you'll allow me to ask the Nachri to do the malach, and next thing you know is that I'll go and I'll do the malach myself. Not so much that it's a shlichus, but rather that it's a chashash, it's a gzeira shemo. Yeah. We said on Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara says that b'makom chodesh em misakana, we allow Amir Eliakim. So we collected all the different Gemaras. When do you allow Amir Eliakim? So we pointed out that it seems from the Shulchan Aruch we only permit gzeris. We only permit you to violate gzeris the Rabbanim. We don't permit you to violate malochas the Rabbanim b'makom chodesh em misakana. That's what we had when we started. On Daf Ayin Gimel, so on Ayin Gimel on base there was a Tosfos. The Tosfos said even if you hold. Ain disha ella bigdule kark, and even if you hold a milking a cow is an isa de rabbanon, and milking a cow is mutam and atar, but to milk a cow would still be an isa de rabbanon. So then Tosis said, so what do you have to, if the person is a chayla, so what does he have to drink from the cow directly, a double de rabbanon? If milking a cow is only the rabbanon, can ain disha ella bigdule kark, and a cow is not gedule karka. The Magen Mishnah says, according to Ram, cow is gedule karka, fish are not gedule karka. And Tosis thought that the cow and the fish should be the same. The cow should not be gedulei karka. So Tosis thought that for makom chodesh em misakana, he should even permit milking a cow. Tosis didn't like the svara that we accept la halacha. It's only a double derabbanan. Shuas du shuas b'makom mitzvah. Milking a cow was only malacha derabbanan to begin with, because ain't disha l'gedulei karka. And then you do it like deshinus and makes it a double derabbanan. Or if you hold that milking a cow is a malacha deraisa. So Deshinoi is whenever you do a Malacha Deraisa Deshinoi, that lowered down to the level of Gzeira. Tosfos says that even a Malacha Derabbanan should be Mutam Mamakom Chodesh Em B'Sakana. That's not the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Mechab quotes the four opinion. He says Halacha Kedei HaShlishis, we should pass on like the Ramban. So he spoke a lot about that. The Ramban seems to make this distinction that Mamakom Chodesh Em B'Sakana, we only allow you to violate Gzeiras. We don't permit you to violate Malachas Derabbanan. If he has a sakonas aver, then we would be mekel on all malachas the rabbanan. So why do we permit amir lenochri, but makom chodesh em sakonas? So we assume that amir lenochri is only a gzera. Why is it only a gzera? But if we say amir lenochri is also because yesh lichas la'akum lechumah, yesh lichas ledvar there, so it's considered as if I did the malacha. So I mean that's a kula. Maybe amir lenochri taka is treated as if I did a malacha with the rabbanan. But makom chodesh em misakana were mekel to treat amir lenochri as if it's only a gzera. Maybe in other cases where it's not the chodesh em misakana, we would consider amir lenochri as a malacha med rabban, because yesh lichus lakam lechumer, yesh lichus ledvar aver med rabban. It's only the makom chodesh, like over here. The bidleke hitzir eloi makala machai beina mafsid. It's a little bit of a stretch. Elo makom bidleke we say kala machai beina mafsid is a remez, so it is amir liyakum. But the makom dleika we're mekel. So over here also, the makom chodesh em b'sakana we're mekel to treat amir lenochri as if it's only a gzera. But in other cases, not in the case of a chayla, maybe we would consider amir liyakim as a malach and the rabbanim, not just a gzera and the rabbanim. So we don't permit Amir Lenochri on Shabbos. Yeah. Taisus points out we don't even permit, you don't say Kabei, even though a kibbutz is only Malocha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa, because you don't plan to use the Pechom. So even a Shvuz de Shvuz is also Asa. Shvuz de Shvuz is Mutter B'Mokam Mitzvah, but it should have been Mutter B'Mokam Dleika, because Mokam have some Meruba. So the Ran on the Rif says that this is an exception to the rule. Yeah. But that's clear. Amir Lenochri is Asur, in the normal circumstances, Amir Lenochri is Asur, even on a derabbanan, you're not permitted to ask the nochri even to do a din derabbanan. There is a kula of adaita denafshe. There are two kinds of adaita denafshe. One kind is I bring my automobile into the mechanic, and I say I bring it in on Friday. I say I need the automobile on Monday morning. I'm going to come pick it up Monday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. Is that okay? The guy says yes. So there's enough time for him to fix the automobile on Erev Shabbos and on Matzoi Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbos is over early. And on Sunday whole day, if he decides to do the Melacha Mayor Mabil on Shabbos, that's Adaita Dinafshe. I didn't ask him to do it. If there's enough time, if I bring in the automobile right before Shabbos, and I say I need it 10 minutes after Shabbos is over, so then obviously I'm asking him to do the Melacha on Shabbos. He can't say Adaita Dinafshe. But if I give him enough time, he could have fixed the automobile on Friday, on Matzoi Shabbos, on Sunday whole day, he decides to do it on Shabbos. That's Adaita Dinafshe. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, I asked him to do a malacha though. I asked him, clearly, do a malacha, fix the automobile. That's mamish mesakamona. The automobile isn't functioning. So that's a malacha deraisa. So that, if I have the automobile in my garage and I say, please come fix my automobile, there's no heter adaita de nafshi. If it's bebeis shal Yisrael, it's only muta bebeis shalakum. Let's say I have a maid, and the maid comes a couple of days a week, and I ask the maid, please do the laundry. The maid can do the laundry whenever she wants, but she's going to choose to do laundry on Shabbos. So that's not allowed. She can do it whenever she wants. But Adaita de Napshi is only Muta Bebesu Shalakam, Bebesu Shalakam, so it's not Muta. It could well be that if the maid has her own room in the basement, some people are wealthy, and some people have a sleeping maid. The maid sleeps in the basement all the time. She has her own bedroom, and she has the washing machine in her bedroom. Okay, so maybe that's Beisul Shalakam. Maybe that's not considered Beisul Shalakam. So the room is designated as her room. That could be Beisul Shalakam. But if she's going to do the laundry in my kitchen, I'm going to be making Kiddush and I'm going to be singing Zmiris with the children. And the maid is right there in the kitchen doing the laundry in the washing machine. So that's not Mutar. Adaita Denavshe is not Mutar but Beisul Shalakam. But then there's another kind of Adaita Denavshe. Let's say we're having a Sheva Brochas by Mitzvah, but we're having so many people, so my wife doesn't want to do the dishes. So we ask a maid to come and please wash the dishes. So we don't ask the maid she should wash the dishes with burning hot water. Theoretically, she can wash the dishes with cold water. Her hands are going to get freezing cold, and it's going to take much longer to wash to get all the grease off. She's going to have to use a lot of detergent and a lot of water, and it's going to be more difficult. If she's going to use the hot water, life will be easier for her. So that adaita de nafshe means I didn't really ask her to do a malacha. The nochri or the nochris wants to do a malacha by fixing the automobile or by washing the clothing. I outright asked the nochri to do a malacha. So if he asks him, please do the malacha on Shabbos, there's no heta. I say, I give him enough time. I'm going to pick it up on Monday morning. You have to finish the fixing of the automobile by Monday morning. So that adaita de nafshe is mutter. But that has to be Bebeisu Shalakam, can't be Bebeisu Shalisa. But the other Adaita de Nafshi is, I ask him to do a pa'ula which really doesn't require a malacha. To wash the dishes doesn't have to be done with a malacha. The Nochri decides to do with a malacha, so that's Adaita de Nafshi. So that's even Mutta Bebeisu Shalisa. Even though the Nochri is going to be washing the dishes in the kitchen, they're going to turn on the hot water. When you turn on the hot water, let's say it's going to be sometimes, and not always the case, sometimes it'll be a psik reshe. The cold water is getting cooked right now and made into hot water to wash the dishes. So that kind of adaita nafshe, that's even muta bebeisul shalisa, because I never really asked them to do a malacha for me.
By the garage example, if you know the garage is going to be closed on Sunday, it doesn't matter then, because it could be open. It's like washing the dishes, in other words. You know this garage closes.
He's never open on Sunday.
Never open Sunday. He's not going to come and shove his hand for your car. In other words, he won't have time to do it. But, you know, if he wants to come in, you know.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. We have to look in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? I mean, if I know what his style is, he's always closed on Sunday.
Closed.
Yeah. It could be that that's outright amir l'nachre to do it on Shabbos. Yeah.
And also in the case of washing dishes, we know that
if they want to, they could. I never really asked them to do a malacha. See, by fixing the automobile, there's only one way to fix it, by doing a malacha. Washing the clothing, you have to do a malacha malabi. Washing the dishes is not really a malacha. If they want to, they could do it b'li malacha. It's easier for them. That's how daita de nafshe, that's even mutter in the kitchen, the basis shor yisrael. Two different kinds of daita de nafshe. We permit shvuz de shvuz but maka mitzvah. To ask a nochri to do an isa de rabbanon, but maka mitzvah we allow. So there's a famous story that the tshuvas were on quote about the Beis Halevi, that they once needed matzahs for shalosh shudas, and the matzahs were in a different house, and they wanted to daven mincha before the shkia, then they wanted to start eating shalosh shudas before the shkia. So if they would walk over to the other house, they would miss the shkia. So the Beis Halevi asked the nochri to please carry the matzahs from the house over there to the house over here. So it was a bit of a walk. He asked them before mincha, so the nochri brought it right away, and right after they finished mincha, they started eating shalosh shudas. So they say that Beis Halevi allowed it because even though the nochri carried in the Rishus HaRabim, and he stopped and he made an akira and anocha and marbed al arams and everything, the Beis Halevi felt, I didn't ask him to do the Akira Nahanocha. I asked him to carry from that Rishus HaYochid to this Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So most assume that's only an Issa Derabbanan. To carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. That's famous. Rav Menachem Zemba discovered a Meiri. The Meiri writes that that's an Issa Deraisa. And Rav Menachem Zemba, that little sefer that we were using, what is it called? Toitzor Eschaim. His father-in-law's name was Eschaim. Menachem Zemel was supported by his father-in-law. Until the father-in-law passed away, then he had to run the hardware store. The Parnassus was a hardware store. So he put out the safe in memory of his father-in-law who had just passed away to Tuas Chaim. So it has all about Hoitzor, and it has about Malachas in general, Chiluk Malachas. So he has a whole essay. He made this Meiri famous, and he showed where there's a Taisus in Erevin and the Lamed, but Taisus seems to hold like this Meiri. They carry from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, that's an Issa Deraisa. But we don't accept that opinion. We usually assume to carry Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is an Issa Derabbanan. If you do an Akira and Rishus HaYochid, Hanocha Rishus HaRabim, that's the Rais. Do Akira and Rishus HaRabim, Hanocha Rishus HaYochid, that's an Issa Deraisa. To carry from one Rishus HaYochid to the other, there's no Erve Chatzeris. You can only have an Erve Chatzeris if the two are contiguous. Here's a Rishus HaYochid over there, Rishus HaYochid over here, and Rishus HaRabim in between. So you can't have an Erev Echatzeres because they're not touching each other. But the whole Issa is only the Rabbanan. That's what most assume. So the Beis Halevi said, "Ah, yes, the Nochri should carry Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim." I didn't ask him to make a Hanoche and the Rishus HaRabim and then to Ma'abed Al Aramis make another Hanoche. He stopped for the red lights, whatever, and it was a heavy package. He kept on stopping. That was L'tovus Atzma. That was daita de nafshe. I didn't ask him to do that. So what I asked him to do was only an isa de rabbanan. So that's a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah is mutter. That's called the shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah. To ask a nochri to do something, and the thing that he's doing is only an isa de rabbanan. He's probably not going to do it. He's probably going to do it in a way that it's going to be an isa de raisa. But I didn't really ask him to do it, like washing the dishes. I didn't ask him to wash the dishes with hot water. He can just as well wash the dishes with cold water. So his decision to use the hot water to do a malacha deraisa bishul on the water, that's a daita de nafshe. So here also, the nochri made it into a deraisa by making a lot of hanochas, stopping on the way to pause. Omad lafush, that's the nochri decided. I didn't ask him to do that for me.
Maybe if it's normal to make stops along the way, that's considered like you told him to do the malacha, because the Rambam says by you tell him with the rem that he understands, you tell him to blow his nose, which means chain to turn
out the light. So he understands
what you mean to do a certain malacha. He didn't say the word to a malacha, but he understands that's a normal way to do it. So then that's also
awesome. It is a chiddush, yeah. The Beis Halevi never wrote this up. This other contemporaries of his wrote up this story in Tshuva's form. They wrote up this story. Beis Halevi said that that's permissible, that that's not cool, yeah. Amir with the Nochri is also, again, the Gemara in Ksubis. And Af Ayin talks about Bidleki Hitira Loima Kalamachabena Mafsid. and about the muda hanor, if the wife is not allowed to get hanor from the husband says, kol azon es ishti eino mapsid, says, since it's not outright shlichusi ko'avit, so it's not a violation of muda hanor. So the Gemara seems to be comparing the two, that you have to have shlichusi ko'avit to be in violation of amir liyakum, you have to have shlichusi ko'avit in order to be in violation of muda hanor. If it's shlichusi ko'avit, then it's a violation of muda hanor. So that's why Rabbi Kevager in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Chabas Yoyer, Shuvah from Chabas Yoyer. He doesn't comment, he just says, look in the Chabas Yoyer. Chabas Yoyer says, Amira da Amira is a mutter. If I ask one guy to ask another guy to do a malacha for me, so Rabbi Kevager refers it to this Shuvah Chabas Yoyer holds that it's mutter. Why does he hold it's mutter? Because by a get, in order that the get should be considered nichtav lishma, you need what we call Tzivoy Habal. The Rishonim coined such an expression. The Gemara, you don't have such a lashon. Mishnayos have the din. If the Sefer writes the get on his own, it's no good. One opinion of Taisus and Erevin is that it's only no good when the Rabbanim and the Torah, it is good. The Sefer writes the get for a couple, even though the husband didn't authorize him to write it. So one opinion of Taisus has it that it's only a get possible with the Rabbanim. We don't pass like that at all. We pass when the get is possible in the Torah. It's not even a recha get. It's not absolutely no good in the Torah. So the Rishonim use a lashon that the husband has to instruct the sofer to write the get. That's called tzivi habala, and that makes it into tzivi lishma. So what if the husband is oimer imru? He asks one person, he asks a group of people, please instruct sofer ploini, his name is so and so, please instruct the sofer that he should write a get for my wife. So the Gemara says that oimer imru is not acceptable for tzivi habala. It has to be direct. The baal has to authorize the sofer directly to write the get. So that's what the Chabas Yoyer writes. Just like Omer Imru is not called Tzivi Habal when it gets to Lishma by the get, so Omer Imru would not be awesome itam Amir Lenochri on Shabbos. It's only a violation of Amir Lenochri if you have Tzivi Habal. If the Jewish person is Mitzavah Lenochri, requests of the Nochri, it has to be Shlichusik of it. Tveris HaSola Mishnais quotes this. Tveris HaSola was a Talmud of Rabbi Kevager. He doesn't quote Rabbi Kevager, he's quoting the Chabas Yoyer. He quotes the Chabas Yoyer directly. And he says it's very difficult because the Gemara says in Gittin that Omer Imru min HaTorah is good. It's only a Chumra mid Rabbanon. That Omer Imru is no good. That you have to have a direct Tzivi Habal. So min HaTorah Omer Imru is Tzivi Habal. So it should be L'chumra. It should be considered Amir L'Nochri. Fine, you need Shlichusei Ko'avit. In order to be in violation of Amir L'Nochri, it has to be Shlichusei Ko'avit just like Muda Hanor. To be in violation of Muda Hanor, you have to have Shlichusei Ko'avit. That's the Gemara in Ksubas Dafayin. Made an equation between the two, but the Pashta says that Omer Imru is also Shlichus HaKovid. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Avodah Zarah in the first parak, the Gemara there talks about Lifnei de Lifnei. If I violate, the Gemara says Lifnei Iver L'Siti Michshel, even applies if the Iver is an Ochri. I'm going to give Hevim Menachai to a Ben Noach. The Ben Noach knows that it's Hevim Menachai. He wants to eat it. So if you give Hevim Menachai to a Ben Noach, that's a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Siti Michshel. What if I'm going to give something to one Nochri who is not going to violate himself? He's going to sell it to another Nochri. Lifnei de Lifnei. So then Gemara says, Lifnei, a Lifnei Mifkedinon. We are when it's Tzava not to violate Lifnei, but a Lifnei de Lifnei, Loi Mifkedinon. There's no violation of Lifnei with the Sita Michal if it's twice removed from the Aver, only if it's only once removed from the Aver. So not Gemara, but the Gemara talks about Lifnei de Lifnei, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Has an entertaining comment in the Gil Yoni Hashas. He wrote on the margin of his Gemara, and then he had all the margins of it. He had all the comments that he wrote on the margin, and had them printed in a volume. That's called Gil Yoni Hashas, like Rabbi Kevager is called Gil Yoni Hashas. So his is in plural, Gil Yoni Hashas. So he quotes on that Lifnei de Lifnei, quotes that some Achareim say that if you do, Yeska Nochri, to ask another Nochri to do a malacha, that's called the Shuz de Shuz. If I ask an Ochri to do a malacha deraisa, that's a miral an Ochri and a deraisa. If I ask an Ochri to ask another an Ochri, so that's already a shuz de shuz. I ask an Ochri to do a miral an Ochri. So, and others disagree. The Pashta says that it's a joke. Pashta says, Amira d'Amira is one big fat Amira liyakum. What do you mean? It's a shuz de shuz. That's an Amira liyakum. When you call up the New York Times and you want to put in an ad in the Sunday newspaper, which is printed on Shabbos, so the girl who answers the phone is not going to set the type. She's going to tell someone else, going to tell someone else, going to tell someone else. They transmit it. So that's what some say, oh, that's Amira Damira, Amira Damira is Mutter. So we don't accept that. We don't even hold Amira Damira is a Shvuz de Shvuz. The Chasam Sefer has a difficult Shuvah, where he writes, Amira Damira on Erev Shabbos B'Mokah Mitzvah would be Mutter. Amira Damira, if you ask one guy here, the New York Times, you ask one guy, call up, I say, I want to put an ad in the newspaper, there's going to be a Alavaya on Sunday, there's going to be a public shiur on Sunday, I want all the Jews to read it in the Sunday newspaper, that they should know to come. So that's Amira Damira, Meir of Shabbos, B'mokah Mitzvah, let's say. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that is permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, and he doesn't agree, and he disagrees. The Lashon that he uses is a pun. He attacks the Chasam Sofer. He says it's a Dovah Chodosh, and Chodosh is awesome in our Torah. That's always the Lashon that the Chasam Sofer writes when he's attacking the Reform. The Chodosh is awesome in our Torah. The Chasam Sofer himself was Mekel on Chodosh. He had the Chodosh B'chutz La'atz on the Rabban. He was a Machmer on Chodosh. But that's the Melitza that he always used to use when he was in disagreement with the Reform. Chodosh is awesome in our Torah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, to disagree with the Chasam Sofer's Kula, that Amira D'Amira on Erev Shabbos is Mutam and Makam Mitzvah. So he says, Adav Chodesh and Chodesh is awesome in Torah. He doesn't hold from that Hetta. It's a very difficult Hetta. Very difficult Hetta. Not only did the Chachamim prohibit Amira the Nachri, they said, even if the Nachri does on his own. Here the Mishnah Kufcha Beis Amanam. Nachri Shehidl Kasaner. The guy turns on the light because he wants to read. In the library, he turns on the light for himself. So then, Mishtamish Israel, the Ora, the Jew is allowed to read, Vimishvili Israel, Aser. If the Nochri lit the light on behalf of the Israel, then you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. If he lit it for his own purpose, then it's Mutar. A member of Soloveitchik raised the suffix in connection with this Mishnah. What is the din over here? Nochri Shasa Malacha Bishvili Israel is the Iser. If it was done Bishvili Israel, what do you say? No. If Nasa Bishvil Nachri is the Heter. The Mainaf Kamina, what about a Malacha Shenasa's Me'elehu on Shabbos? It wasn't done Bishvil Yisrael, it wasn't done Bishvil HaNachri. Nach Malacha happened by itself on Shabbos. So what's Haka the Din of Malacha happened by itself on Shabbos?
He did it for both of them.
Huh?
He did it for both of them.
No, let's say Paris fell off from the tree. You're not allowed to pluck off Paris from the tree. Paris fell down from the tree on their own. Nobody pulled them down. Gravity, pull of gravity. So he can't say that it was done Bishvil, wasn't done Bishvil Yisrael, and wasn't done Bishvil Nachri. So is Bishvil Yisrael is the Oyser, or Bishvil Nachri is the Heta. So what's Taka the Din? So the one who learns Gemara Beitza on the first half of Beitza. So the Gemara talks about two gzeiros de rabbanon. Peres ha-noishrim is a Mishnah in Perek Mokam Shenogun, in the middle of Psochem. The Mishnah says they made a separate gzeiros de rabbanon. Peres ha-noishrim, the Shabbos will be on to be not allowed to eat gzeiros shemayala v'yitlosh. If you'll permit people to eat the peres that fell down from the tree on Shabbos, next thing you know is that the person himself will pluck off the peres. He'll forget that it's Shabbos, they'll pluck off the peres. Then the Gemara says there's another separate gzeiros regarding mashkin shazovim. You're not allowed to squeeze out grapes or olives. Zeis v'andov mizam alocha deraisa. What if you have olives or grapes piled up, a heavy pile of grapes? Mikoyvet hamasri, it's so heavy, so the weight on top is pressing on the bottom, and you have mashkin shazova mealeim. The juice came out by itself. So the Gemara said that's exera derabana. We don't permit you to drink the mashkin shazovu. Exera shema, he'll squeeze it out on his own. Because it's very easy to squeeze it out. So the Gemara makes it very clear on Daf Gimel and Masachas Beitza, these are two different gzeiros. And the Gemara has a machlokes hamorayim. Why is it Beitza Shenolda B'yontef? Why is it Asa B'achil? Machlokes B'shamim Bezil. The Shamim say it's Mutam Bezil, say that it's Asa. So why did Bezil say Loite Achel? Why is Beitza Shenolda B'yontef? Why is it Loite Achel? Why can't you eat it? So the Gemara has four reasons, four hamorayim. So one hamorayim says, because it's included in the Gzera de Rabbanan Mashkin Shazov. The other one says, no, it's included in the Gzera de Rabbanan of Peres HaNoshim. And he doesn't agree with him, he doesn't agree with him. So it's clear in the Gemara that these are two separate Gzeras. They made a separate Gzera in Peres HaNoshim, made a separate Gzera in Mashkin Shazov. And the other Amoraim say has nothing to do with Mashkin Shazov and nothing to do with Peres HaNoshim. It's a totally different reason. totally different reason. Noilad or Achona, the rabbi, whatever different. So the question is, maybe the other two Amoraim, and we accept the other one. We accept Achona, the rabbi. So maybe the other two Amoraim disagree in principle with these. Maybe they hold them at Paris Anesh, Mashkan Shazavu, is one big fat gzeira. When a malocha nasis me'elaho, any malocha shenasis me'elaho, is also lehonis me'menu. Maybe they disagree fundamentally. So there's such a milchamas, the Ramban, in the beginning of, in Beitza, in the beginning of Ein Sodden, the Ramban talks about a person set up nets to trap, to catch fish a week for Yontif, and then the fish got caught in the middle of Yontif. So there's a Gemara that you're not allowed to eat if they would eat Sodda be Yontif, you're not allowed to eat my Yontif. Why not? Ramban has one suggestion, maybe it's Mukta. Then he has another suggestion, it's Peris Anosh Mashkan Shazov, any Malocha Shanasas Meleho, you're not allowed to get Hanua. So that Ramban is a Chiddush, that Ramban is against the Gemara. The Gemara says two of the four Amoraim who are giving the four reasons why Beitza Shanol de Biyantif, Beisil Alam Reloi Teyocha, why you're not allowed to eat it. So two of the Amoraim held that these are two separate Gzeres, Peris Anosh Mashkan Shazov are not identical. And they had a machlokes where the Beitza Shanol de falls under this category, that category. Ramban thinks that that's one man's opinion. These are two opinions. He says the other two Amoraim, he assumes, disagree. They hold that it's one big fact, Zera. The one big Zera, Malocha Shenasis Me'eleho, a Jew is not allowed to be Nene, unless Nasa Bishvil Akum is the Heter. Malocha Shenasis, it doesn't have to be, it's not only Yosef, it's Nasa Bishvil Yisrael. Malocha Shenasis Me'eleho is also Yosef to be Nene, unless it's Nasa Bishvil Akum, that's the Matir. So that's a big Chiddush. That's a big Chiddush to say like that. Let's say you have a Shabbos clock. You set up a Shabbos clock and the light goes on Shabbos. So you're going to say, Malocha Shanasas Me'eleho B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Nene. Everybody's Nene from the light. So the answer is, that's not called Malocha Shanasas Me'eleho. Whoever set up a clock on Erev Shabbos, he's the one who did it. So then Mekuyesev Estekasha, we mentioned a few Mekuyesev Estekasha, Vishim Shemchitzov. So how are you allowed to light candles on Erev Shabbos? The candles continue to burn. So then Mekuyesev claims that the answer is that there's no, then Mekuyesev says, when a Jew sets up the Meloche on Erev Shabbos, as long as the candles are going to burn, how long are they going to burn? 5 hours, 6 hours, as long as they're going to burn, is considered as if he did everything on Erev Shabbos. So it's not, so let's say when the lights go on Shabbos, it's not considered Meloche Shanasas Me'elah, the lights went on Shabbos morning at 10:30. No. That's a mitzvah, the lights went on, but the malacha was done by the Israel on Erev Shabbos. It's not a malacha was done on Shabbos. It's not a malacha shenasas me'elah on Erev Shabbos. It was set up by the Jew on Erev Shabbos, considered as if the Jew did the whole malacha on Erev Shabbos. If that's for sure, you're permitted to be nena. Others don't agree with the Ramah paskins la'alacha like that, the Mukhi Yosef. He mentioned, the Ramah has a, quotes in the Mukhi Yosef, has a chiddush. He says, a fellow is an arsonist, Meshuggah. And he makes fires, and he's laughing. The whole city is going to burn down. And then he gets a heart attack, and he drops dead. And the whole city burns down after he died. Hefsid mammon, millions of dollars, hefsid mammon. So the Mekuyesev says, since everything followed because of his act of arson, even though it happened after he died, is considered as if he did the whole hezek while he was still alive. In ishtabdu nechasov, and all over the kakos metaltal liyasman lo mishtabdil machav. You can't collect from metaltalim. As man said, there's a takonas agarim that you can't collect from the metaltlim of the assignment. But as man gemar, the din was you can't collect from metaltlim, you don't collect from karka. So the karka of this arsonist was mishtabe to pay for all the hezekim, even though the hezekim happened after he died. So how can you say mishtabe? No. The Ramah quotes that the Mekuyesev says is considered as if he made the whole, since the hezek was olul to follow from what he did while he was alive, so it's considered as if he made the whole hezek from the very beginning. So Sachoshin quotes that he thinks that there's a Tyson Baba Kama who disagrees. He doesn't think you should paskin like this, Ramah. So others gave a different answer on this kasha. How can the Mekuyesev's kasha? How can you bench licht on Erev Shabbos? Vishem Mishum Chitzov. It's considered as if you're lighting the candle into Shabbos. So they said, there's no Malacha Shabbos B'Shevi Altas. That's all a lot of Achrenim said. No Malacha Shabbos B'Shevi Altas.
So when he's in the room, the light is the heter. Because the guy is having
hanor
from it, because the guy is
putting
it on for himself.
He lit it for his own purpose.
The Jew also, he sees another person, so he had himself in mind. Is that the matter, the fact that he had himself in mind?
Machza, machza, the Gemara says, is also. The last line on the daf, on Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph, if he had a mind a whole group of people, let's say in the library, people come to read in the library, so 50-50, 50% are Jews, 50% are Nachem, and the librarian turns on the light for whoever will, turns out that they come. Turns out that it's 50-50. So then it's awesome. Machza Machza is called Nasa Bishvil Yisrael. But if it's clear that the roiv of the people for the audience for whom the light was intended are Nachrim, then Nachri Shasa Malachim Bishvil Nachrim says Mutali Yisrael Yehonis Mimen. Yeah, what's the reason for this prohibition? Why is it also Yehonis? Nachri Shasa Malachim Nachri Shidlikas Haner Bishvil Yisrael, you're not allowed to get Hanor white. So that's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, in order not to minena from Alecha Shabbos. Tosis is very unhappy with the Rashi, because there's a whole machlokes Rameh Rabbeinu. If a Jew does malach on Shabbos, b'shogeg b'meizid, it's not so clear that you're not allowed to get hanor from a malacha that a Jew does on Shabbos. A goy does a malacha, it's more common than a Jew doing a malacha. Also, lehonis b'malachas Shabbos, so you should say a Jew does a malacha b'shogeg. He's chai b'chatos, so you should say for sure you're not allowed to get hanor from that. It's more a malacha than if a Nachri does a malacha. So Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. They don't think that it's correct. They think that the reason why they introduced the prohibition, Nachrim Shas Malach Bishvil Yisrael Asa Lihonis Mimenu, is because the Tanoim knew that this area is not going to have too much mazel. Amir al-Nachri was always violated by the Jews in every generation. The Jews were always wealthy wherever they went, and they always had non-Jewish maids, and they always had the non-Jewish maids turn on the lights for them, and turn off the lights for them. The Jews were always having Amir Aliyah. A Shabbos Goy, Goy Shal Shabbat. One of the professors, Urbach, and Herzl, put out a whole book, Goy Shal Shabbat, about the Hishtalshelus, about the historical development of the Shabbos Goy. So the Jews always found a way to drey, to be makel on the Amir Aliyah. So the Chachamim saw that this is going to be very difficult to get the Jews to observe this din. So they said, and even if the Goy did the Malacha on his own, you didn't even ask him to do it. The Jew is going to make it look like an accident. He's going to ask the Goy to do the Malacha, but say that you did it on your own. So they won't call me a Shegetz, they won't consider me a Mechal Shabbos. So even if it's true that the Goy did it on his own, but he did it for you, also Lehonis Mimena, in order to serve as a deterrent, that it shouldn't pay, that you should ask the Goy to do the Malacha for you, because you're not going to gain anything anyway. Not only you're not allowed to get on Shabbos, not even allowed to get on no Amatzoi Shabbos until Bechdei Shias. That's what Tosis learns. The reason why they prohibited Nachri Shas Malacha B'Shul Yisol Asel Yisol Yehonis Memenu is in order to serve as a deterrent that a Jew shouldn't violate Amir Lenach. Right, that's the question. Let's say the animal gets trapped on Shabbos, so the Ramban Taka thinks the Ramban thinks that the Behema Chayvi of Shenitzot on Shabbos can't eat it anyway, because can't shet on Shabbos on Yontif. Let's say the animal gets trapped on Yontif, so the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat that animal on Yontif. Why not? So the Ramban and the Machamas talks about it in Perek Ein Sodin. So he gives two suggestions. One suggestion is maybe wild animals that are not trapped yet are all muktzah. So it'll be muktzah. And the second suggestion, and even though we don't paskin muktzah machlekes are beauty Reb Shimon, and when mekel a muktzah, there's no muktzah boechlem, there's no muktzah bekelem. Maybe over here it's like grogis for tzimukim, that even Reb Shimon would agree that it is going to be muktzah. We're going to have to learn after we finish what we're learning here. We're going to go back to Perek Hira to go through the dinim ha-muktzah. Then the Ramban's second suggestion is, no, maybe it's a part of this one big zera, mashkin shazal, a peres ha-nashrim, an animal that got trapped on Yontif, behemish, and it's so the meileho, is also lehonis. In other words, Ramban is assuming a malacha shenas is meileho, it's one zera, mashkin shazal, a peres ha-nashrim is one zera, and the zera applies even if the malacha happened by itself, accidentally. Mashkin shazal, a peres ha-nashrim, no one said it happened by itself. It's a matir. Nasa Bishvil Akum is a matir. But you don't need Nasa Bishvil Yisrael to serve as the Yosef. So then if we raise the issue, we say like that, so if you set up the Shabbos clock, so you're not allowed to enjoy the light that turns on Shabbos, Malacha Shanasa Meila. So according to the Muki Yosef, the answer is no, that's not called the Malacha Shanasa Meila of the Shabbos. The Yisrael did the Malacha on Erev Shabbos. But if you but the Ktzai Sachoshin and the Enoch HaShemishbah doesn't like that, the Muki Yosef. He thinks that we shouldn't pass him like that. Not like that Ramah who quoted the Nemukiyosim. So that's going to be a question. So So that's going to be a question. So you should consider it a malocha shenases me'eleho b'Shabbos. So you should not allow to be netted from the Oran there. It'll be a problem. If you're going to reject that Muki Eisa, which the Tzais wants to do, he thinks we shouldn't accept it. He thinks that there's a Tzais in Bava Kamma in contradiction to that Muki Eisa. So then this should be considered like a malocha shenases me'eleho. Could be we don't accept this Ramban. Okay. Ramban had this. He had two suggestions. Why the animal that gets trapped on Yontif, why you're not allowed to eat it? Maybe it's Mishum Muktzah. Maybe it's not Mishum Malocha Shanasas Me'ilah.
Rabbi, why would the... I thought we said that by lighting the candle, it's the reason why it's Mutter, not going to the Mekeh Yosef, is because it's like the Yisrael doesn't love an Am Shabbos without a Maisa. So
the Yisrael is doing the Malocha, B'Shev Yal Tasa. That's at the Gama. So that, let's say the Mashkin Shazov and the Paris on the Oshim also was B'Shev Yal Tasa. No one lifted a finger. Mamish Nasas Meileho.
The Yisrael didn't do that. If I do Malacha on Arab Shabbos, then I'm allowed to get Hana on Shabbos.
Okay.
So if I do Malacha on Shabbos in a mutter way, so then I'm also allowed to get Hana from the Malach. So if I turn the lights with a timer, I'm turning the lights in a...
So why does the Ramban say Paris on Nersh and Mashkin Shazov was one big Zera, Malocha Shanasas Meleho is awesome?
Because no Jew did the Malocha. The grapes squeezed themselves. Gravity did it.
So if that's also to be Nena, so it should certainly be also if the Jew set it up on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, the Shevi Al Tase.
That's Mutter.
Why is that Mutter? It should be the same as the gravity.
Why?
No?
The Jew didn't do the. If a Jew does a
malacha
in a
hector
way, he's allowed to get
hanaf. If the malacha happened by itself, should also be mutter to be nana. No. That should depend on that shaila. Is nasa b'shvil Yisrael is the oiser, and nasa b'shvil akam is the matir. So the Ramban in the second suggestion in the Melchama says, malacha shenasas me'elecho is also lichas. So he says only nasa b'shvil akam is a matir. That's a big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. Tosis quotes a little bit. The Gemara says that if a nochri plucked off fruits, or a nochri caught fish, he went fishing on Shabbos Ayantif, so not only the Jew on whose behalf he brought it is not allowed to get anoa, no Jew is allowed to get anoa. Then the Gemara also says you have to wait Motzoi Shabbos b'chdei she'as. You have these two chumras. So not only also b'shvil mishanasa b'shvilo, it's even also l'chol Yisrael, and it's even also b'chdei she'as. Then there seem to be two gemaras regarding huvel michutz l'tchum. So huvel michutz l'tchum is only also the mishanasa b'shvilo. For other people is mutter. So why is that so is unclear. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote a machleg is the Ran and Taisa. So Taisa says because tchumen is only the Rabban. All of tchumen is only the Rabban. It's talking huvel michutz l'tchum ad yontif, but there's no prohibition of carrying. Tzorech ha'chonev, she's carrying food, but chutz l'tchum is also. So tchumen is only the Rabban. We pass the Ashkenazim paskan that even tchumen yud beis mila is also only the Rabban. As far as ma'machma that yud mechab is machma like the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam counts tchumen yud beis mila as a loy sesed eraisa. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum yud beis mila. But the Ramo paskins that all tchum is only the Rabban. So there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. Why is it? If it was huva michutz l'tchum, why is it mutter b'shvili solach? The Tosfos says that's the official reason that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch because tchum is only the Rabbanon. So on the Rabbanons, you're not machmir for others, and you're not machmir for b'chdei she'asu eidim. Those are the two coolest. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says huva michutz l'tchum is also l'mishan asa b'shvili, but l'chem is mutter. And not because it's the Rabbanon, it's l'mal of l'mer, it's because everybody has their own personal tchum. Everybody has a different tchum Shabbos. It happens that all the people live in the same city, normally, usually, have the same tchum, unless someone's going to make an Arabic tchum to go in a different direction. But basically, tchum is a very personal thing. So the Ran says, has nothing to do with the Reis of the Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon's also b'shvili Yisrael acher, but tchum is different. Yeah, but we don't accept that Ram. We assume like Tosfos' reason. And then, if it was Huva Michutz L'Tchum, do you have to wait B'chdei She'asu? So Tosfos claims you don't have to wait B'chdei She'asu. Not all the Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim hold that you do have to wait B'chdei She'asu. That's the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch. if the malacha that the Nochri did was only Anisa de Rabbanon, Nochri shos malacha b'shvil Yisrael, he only did Anisa de Rabbanon, so then we have two kulas, that it's mutar l'Yisrael achar, it's only also the Mishan asa b'shvilo, and we don't ask the b'chdesh yas, we only ask that day. So there is a shaila that comes up every so often, depending what airline you travel. They call France, Air France, they call it Air Chance. I don't know. That my daughter came, one of my daughters came from Eretz Yisrael to attend the wedding, but my youngest child got married. So she came with her husband on Air France. So they didn't get their clothing until the day my son-in-law went back to Eretz Yisrael. They were here for a week and a half. They didn't get their clothes. So the shaila happens all the time. People come someplace Thursday, Friday morning, and their luggage is in Frankfurt, their luggage is in Johannesburg, whatever, and then the airline is meshuva to give it to you, and they deliver it in the middle of Shabbos. So it's huva michutz letchum, huva shul Yisrael, in the middle of Shabbos. So some of the poskim in our generation write that you're not allowed to be nana. It's a nachrim shasim alocha, b'shul Yisrael, you're not allowed to be nana. So this is a big question. There are others who argue the point and say that it could be mutter to be nana. Yeah, why? Why should it be mutter? Isn't that the Mishnah? Nachin shasam alocha mishvali Yisrael. You're not allowed to be nana. So the in Shulchan Aruch we really accept Tosfos' opinion that the nachin shasam alocha mishvali Yisrael, you're not allowed to be nana, is not kedesh lo lihonis b'malach Shabbos, but rather to serve as a deterrent that that people shouldn't violate Amir al-Nachri. Even if it's true that the Nachri did it on his own, you're not allowed to be nana from it, so it doesn't pay for you to ask the Nachri because he won't gain any benefit from it anyway. But based on the fact that we followed Shita Sataisa, that's why Shulchan Aruch have the following case. Let's say the Nachri brings me, he plucks off fruits from the tree and brings it to me on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I could have asked him on Erev Shabbos to please pluck off some fruits, please go fishing for me, give me a gefilte fish, whatever, go find a tuna fish and go bring it for me. So even I didn't ask him, it's really true, he did it on his own, but I could have asked him. So to serve as a deterrent, they say, even if he did on his own, we don't allow you to be nana. What if it's a thing, it's not shaykh, I should ask. He delivers a letter that someone else sent me. Well, I'm going to ask him, please deliver a letter from Pliny. Pliny is not interested in writing me a letter. I have a friend in Eretz Yisrael. Once a year he sends me a letter. Once every half a year he sends me a letter. I can't ask him to please send me a letter. What should I have to ask a goy, please? It depends. Someone sends me a matana. Someone sends me a matana. Or someone sends me, maybe I can ask the goy to buy it for me and deliver it for me. But they send me a letter. They send me a letter. It's not shaykh. I should commission the goy to please bring me a letter. The other guy doesn't write a letter, so there's no letter to deliver. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, since we follow Shitas HaTosfos, you couldn't have asked the goy, you couldn't have even asked the goy to set it up in advance, so the Gzeira de Rabbanon doesn't apply. We're makel based on the Tosfos. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have a discussion. Let's say the goy was really supposed to do the malacha before Shabbos. He could have done the malacha before Shabbos. And he hurries, he's lazy, whatever. He finishes the malacha in the middle of Shabbos. He could have finished it after Shabbos. Whenever he finishes it, he's going to deliver it. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlokes. The Ramos says that you should be machman. The Mechaber says it's mutar lehonos. Because what do you mean? I'm going to ask the goy to please do it on Shabbos whenever he's going to get finished. That's when he's going to deliver it. I ask him to make me a piece of furniture. He has my furniture, he's supposed to fix the chair. So I brought in the chair on Thursday, and I said, I'm having a Hanukkah party next Thursday, I need it by next Thursday. The guy comes and he delivers the chair into my house on Shabbos afternoon. I didn't ask him to bring it on Shabbos. He could have brought it on Wednesday, he could have brought it Thursday morning of next week. The guy hurries up and he finishes now. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, the Mechaber holds that it's mutar lehonos. And the Ramos says that if it's a shas hatchak, then you mekel, and shlo b'shas hatchak and not mekel. So some say over here that here also, I can't encourage whenever they find the luggage, they'll be able to send me the luggage. That's up to them to do. I can't. What can I do? I just report that I'm missing my luggage, and you have the responsibility to go find it. As soon as you find it, you got to deliver it to me. So So that was really adaita denafshi. The goy brought it to my home, adaita denafshi, he hurried. Sometimes it'll take 2 weeks till I'll deliver the luggage to you. Then I'll have to pay for you to buy clothing or whatever because of the hefsed that you suffer. So some argue the point that there's room to be makel on this.
You didn't ask him to lose it in the first place.
The Savara Hazai, yeah. The Savara Hazai, didn't ask him to lose it. Yeah.
I mean, does it apply the same mister to a company? In a Hanami, this might not be, but would it be the same mister to a company as going by itself?
Why not?
Like, there are a few looking at other Yanei Halacha by companies versus a single guy. Would it be the Machalik here or no?
I don't think so. Why the company are people who do pool for me? They were really supposed to deliver the luggage together with me. When I arrived, they were supposed to give me my luggage. They were posheya. So then, whenever they'll find it, they'll deliver it at their earliest convenience. It happens at their earliest convenience. It's on Shabbos. So some argue the point and say that just like we paskin like Tosfos, that whenever it's not shaych, I should ask him to do it in advance. He delivers a letter from a friend of mine from Eretz Yisrael. It's not shaych, I should ask him, please deliver a letter. It depends whether the friend in Eretz Yisrael wants to send a letter or not. Not that he bought me a newspaper. I could have bought the paper myself. I could have asked him to buy me a newspaper. I can't ask him to write a letter and bring a letter for my friend. Now Shulchan Aruch says there's no Isser over there. You don't make the Chumrah because the Chumrah only is to serve as a deterrent, not to violate Amir Liakim. So here, this setup is not shaykh to do Amir Liakim. Whatever you're going to say is not going to help. If they don't have the luggage, they're not going to have it. And as soon as they have it, they're going to bring it. It was supposed to really bring it before Shabbos, and they dilly-dall it. So then they brought it on Shabbos. So some argue that should be mutter. That's a shalal halacha, whether that's mutter or not. Yeah, if a Yisrael shasam halacha, let's say a Yisrael shasam halacha, so you're not allowed to be nana, b'shoigig b'meza, different dinim, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a prima goddim. He quotes it, I think, once. And the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa quotes it every 50 pages. Keeps on quoting this prima goddim. Whenever there's an issue that's a machlekes haposkim, whether it's mutter or rasa, even if the psak hamekubal is that it's osur, but there's a legitimate opinion, says mutter, so he can't say that there's a penalty with the rabbanim, that the lan ought to be nana, unless they're opening up bottles, opening up cans or whatever. So there's an opinion whether it's osur or mutter. So even if the psak hamekubal is that it's osur, but you can't say that there's a penalty with the rabbanim. Let's say to do hachazorah. So Chacham Avadia paskins in his svarim, like all of the Svartish Paskin from the last 75 years, last 100 years, that whenever you have a blech, you're allowed to take food out of the refrigerator, put it on top of the blech, because it's not called Al-Gabi Hoish. Whenever you have a blech, it's Shaloi Al-Gabi Hoish. We didn't learn the Gemara yet. And the Gzeirah of Hachzar was only Al-Gabi Hoish. Ashkenazim hold that a blech is Al-Gabi Hoish, unless you put it on the side, on the enamel. But if you put it on top of the burner, on top of the blech, so that's called Al-Gabi Hoish. So let's say you're visiting by an Ashkenazi, and the psak hamakubal by Ashkenazim is you're not allowed to do that. That's called a violation of hachazar. To take out food from the refrigerator, put it on top of the burner, on top of the blech, is considered hachazar. But since there are legitimate poskim who hold that it's mutter, that's not the accepted psak by us, so you can't say that there's a penalty in the rabban in such a situation. Let's say there's an erev that's a controversy. This Shabbos, I was waiting outside of my home, so we couldn't figure out we couldn't open up the combination. So my super is a non-Jewish woman, so she was standing in front of the house, so she took the keys, she had the keys in her pocket, she took the keys, she opened up the door for us. So we walked in. So that's a shayla of Nana Memlechasakm. So there's an Arab on Benin Avenue. There is an Arab on Benin Avenue. It's a legitimate Arab. Those may not hold from the Arab, but according to the Chazanish, the Arab is a good Arab. So you can't say that there's a penalty in the Rabbana that you're not allowed to be nana. Some would argue the point incorrectly and say that the isa not to be nana memlechas hakam is if the nochri plucks off fruits from the tree, he gives me a basket of fruit. So the cheftel shel melacha was the fruit, and he's giving me the fruit, I'm going to eat it. Or let's say the nochri brought something mechutz l'tchum, so I'm going to read the letter that he brought mechutz l'tchum, I'm getting a nana from the thing with which he did the melacha. But over here, the Nochris, our super, was carrying the keys in the Erev. She carried the keys, opened the door. Now, we're not nana from the keys. We're nana from the fact that she opened up the door. We're walking in the house. So is that included in the prohibition that you're not allowed to be nana Let's say Yisrael does the malacha. Yisrael carries the keys and he opens the door. I'm not going to be nana from the keys. I'm going to be nana by walking into the house. It's cold outside. I'd rather be inside. I don't want to waste time waiting outside. Is that a violation of nana min malacha sa Yisrael and nana min malacha sa nachi? So the Teferis Yisrael, the Mishnah quotes a Magen Avraham. There's some kind of misprint. He gives you a simon in the Sif Katan. In my edition, the way it's printed, it's in the wrong place. But he quotes from the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontav. It has like this. Years ago, they didn't have refrigerators, so if they would have potatoes, they would start sprouting in the summer. So in order to prevent the potatoes from sprouting, so they would put the potatoes under the ground where it would be cooler. That was like a refrigerator. So then on Yontav, they need some potatoes. They want to cook some potatoes. So they dig a hole in the ground, chofer. Chofer guma v'tzorach, he needs the guma. He wants the guma, not lafor. He wants the guma in order to get to the potatoes. And then someone digs a hole on Yontav, and he gets the potatoes out, and then he cooks them. Are you allowed to eat those potatoes on Yontav? Because you violated the Isur of Choresh in order to get to the potatoes. And the Magen Avraham says that that's also, that's called Nenem Melechus Yontav. Then on Shabbos, you can't eat the raw potatoes anyway. You can't cook them. And on Yontav, you're allowed to cook the potatoes. So that's a Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham says that is considered Nenem Melechus. The Hano is not only if you get Hano from the Cheft of Shalom Malacha, he's not Nene from the hole, from the Chafira, that he dug in the ground. If someone carries the keys, he's not Nene from the keys, he's Nene from the fact that he opened up the door with the keys. And the Magen Avraham says that it's still us. So Magen Avraham Samar and Hilchas Yontav, that's what the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnah is, quote such a Magen Avraham. Yeah.
Rabbi quoted earlier in this Alevi that one can go from Rishus to Rishus.
Rishus Ayachad, Rishus Ayachdam, Rishus Ayrabim is only the Rabbanon. I never asked them to do the Hanocha in the middle. So that was Adaita the Navshi. So what I asked him to do was only the Rabbanon. So that's called the Shuz, but Malka Mitzvah. He wanted to eat Shalosh Shuz, yeah.
Isn't that against the Gemara in the Irvin? The Gemara says if the water spills, you can ask the guy bring the water via Carmelis. Why is it via Carmelis? So, isn't it against the basis? Why does it have to be via Carmelis? Even via Rishus Rabbim?
I mean, it'll be from one Rishus Ayachid to another Rishus Ayachid, Derech.
Rishus Rabbim.
Derech Rishus Rabbim along. It'll also be a Shuz de Shuz.
Right. Uh-huh.
It happens, the Gemara there is talking about a Chotzer She'enem Urevis. It happens that's the case, Chotzer She'enem Urevis. So the whole prohibition, no, Chotzer She'enem Urevis, there is an Issa D'Rabban. There still is an Issa D'Rabban. If you carry from Reuben's house to Shimon's house, there is an Issa D'Rabban because there is no Erev.
Right.
But since it's done, they Nachri, so that's a Shuz the Shuz. So you say the din would have been the same if it would have been a Rishus Arab, Menachanami? Okay. Was a chotzer she'enem urevis. So the Issa the Rabbanon that's going to remain after everything is all acharik echol sakol, there's still going to be a violation of an Issa the Rabbanon, namely that he carried from Beis Shel Reuven to Beis Shel Shimon, which is gzeira shleimah melech. You're not allowed to carry from Beis Shel Reuven from one rishus ayachad to another rishus ayachad. So if they would have made an erev chatzeres, it would have been one big rishus ayachad. Chotzer was Chotzer She'enem Urevis, so that's why it was a Shuz de Shuz. Correct. The same. It's the same thing. That case happened to be. It was a Chotzer She'enem Urevis. Who had the Nami? Based on Levi Klan. Who had the Nami? If it would have been a Rishus Sarah, it would have also been Mutter. Because the carry from one Rishus Sayachid to another Rishus Sayachid is the Isser of Erev Chatzeres. That was Takana Shlema Melech. That you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Sayachid to another Rishus Sayachid. According to the Meiri, not allowed to carry from one Rishus Ayachad to the other Derech Rishus Arabim, that constitutes an Issa Derais. If you're going to carry Dalan Amis Bishus Arabim. We usually assume they have to have Akira Bishus Arabim, Havara Dalan Amis, and Hanocha Bishus Arabim. So the Meiri holds not true. You can have Akira Bishus Ayachad, Hanocha Bishus Ayachad, and Havara Dalan Amis Bishus Arabim. That's Mara Dalan Amis Bishus Arabim. So the Beis Halevi said, nice, but we don't pass them like that. That's a collector's item, the Meiri. And Rabbi Nachum Zema discovered that it's a Taisus. Yeah, Rabbi Nachum Zema, it's a Taisus, but we don't pass like that. We assume it's only the Rabbah. Yeah. Yeah, we spoke about Shvuz de Shvuz. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's over here? Kuf Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph. Kotnu Shabal Chabas. The father's not allowed to let the child go ahead to be Mechabit. So the Gemara says, oh, it's Kuf Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph before the second Mishnah. Why not? Shamas Mino, it's a Raya. Kotnu Chon Nevel is Bezim Etzuv and Olav Lafrishay. It's Bezim's responsibility. They have to tell him to stop. So the Gemara, no, over here it's a special din. So he mentioned the Mishkan is Yaakov. Wants to interpret, based on a Ramban and Chumash, wants to interpret that this is a new Isser. Ato bincha, based on Rashi al HaTorah, Ato bincha v'itecho, so Rashi says, bincha v'itecho, if they're after bar mitzvah, that they're included in an Ato, even if they weren't standing at Har Sinai, even if they weren't born yet in Har Sinai, we weren't born in Har Sinai, we're all included in an Ato, even the Ger Tzedek is included in an Ato. Anyone who's Jewish and an adult bar mitzvah, is included in Ato. So what do you mean, bin chabitecha? Bin chabitecha means before bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, they're not bin echayuva. It's the father's responsibility not to allow the children to do melocha on behalf of their father. He knows, the child knows that this is what his father would want. So it's the father's responsibility to present his child, even prevent his child, even before bar mitzvah, from doing a melocha on behalf of the father. So it's unrelated. It's a different topic. And this is a din deraisa. This is aseres adibus. That's how the Mishkan is Yankiv wants to read pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, how do we paskul halacha katan echon nevelas? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Yevamos. They tell you where kuf yadal the beginning of Perek Cheresh, and most of the Rishonim hold katan echon nevelas in bezim mitzvah lafish. Bez does not have to stop him. So all the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. What happened to the din of chinuch? Isn't there a din of chinuch mid the rabbanon? There is a din of chinuch min haTorah, there is a din of chinuch mid the rabbanon. The din of chinuch min haTorah is that the parents, the parents have to tell the children that you're going to become bar mitzvah at the age of 12 or 13, and after bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat treifas and so on. And mid the rabbanon, there's a din of chinuch now that the parents have to see to it that the children keep the mitzvahs even bikatnusam, not just to educate them that when they will become bar mitzvah, they have to observe all the laws of the Torah. Parents have the obligation to see that they observe all the dinim now. So what happened to the din of chinuch now? How can it be bezin kot neichal nevelus, and bezin doesn't have to tell him that mitam chinuch you have to stop? So we had the Rishonim gave three answers on this very strange. Rishonim gave three answers. So Taisus on our daf gives a mechudish dik answer. The Magen Avraham quotes this answer. All the three answers are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Taisus. That Taisus says the whole Gemara is talking about cotton. Shelo higir lechinuch. If it's cotton shigir lechinuch, avada mitam chinuch. You have to stop the child. Everyone has to stop the child. Not only the parents have a din of chinuch. The din of chinuch is mutal on the child. The child is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and anyone who sees a child doing chilul Shabbos has to stop him. That's a mechudish din. When is a cotton considered higir lechinuch? So in each mitzvah, it's a different time. That's the Gemara in the last 20 lines in Perek Lulav HaGozel. Mar says each mitzvah and each aveira is a different time when he understands what the din requires of him, when he knows how to shake a lulav bishlei muso, when he knows how to put on tefillin bishlei muso, kotna hadel ishma tefillov, kotna hadel hisatef, aviv lekech leitalis. Every mitzvah, if he understands how he's supposed to do it, to keep kosher. When the child is old enough to understand what kashrus is all about, so then you have to be mechanachim that he should observe Shabbos, kashrus, and so on and so forth here. So Tosis answers by us. The whole topic of kot neichel nevelus ain't bezim mitzvah lafish goes kodim shigir lachinuch. Lach shigir lachinuch, then there is a din lachinuch. Most of the Rishonim do not assume like that. This is a surprising Tosis. Most of the Rishonim assume no. Kot neichel nevelus talking, he is a gir lachinuch. So how come ain't bezim mitzvah lafish? So the Rishonim give two answers. So one answer they give is that chiv chinuch is only on the parents, not on the child, not on the acher. That's a mechudish dikadin. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim. There is a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chofim and Beis. The way it's printed in our Vilna Shas Gemara is what it says in the Gemara is that if the child ate kedei sviya, a child before bar mitzvah ate bread kedei sviya, and the parent only ate kazayis of bread, he didn't have kedei sviya. So the parent is bar mitzvah, but he's only mechuyif to bench ben the rabban because he didn't have kedei sviya. He's only mechuyif to bench if he had bread v'chalta v'savota v'erachta. So he didn't. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. If a person ate a kazayis of bread and he's still starving, he's in a concentration camp, and they don't give you kedei sviya. So he just eats a kazayis. It's only mechuyav to bench ben derabbanan. So if he doesn't remember whether he benched or not, then you say sofik brachas la'akol sveika derabbanan l'kula. But if he ate so much, he ate at a wedding, he's ready to platz, he ate more than kedei sviya, and then he doesn't remember if he benched, that's sofik deraisa l'chumra. So we pass, and in order to obligate the bench ben atarit, you have to eat kedei sviya. If you only had a kazayis, you're only mechuyav to bench ben derabbanan. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbein Tam, does not hold like that. The Rabbein Tam holds that kazayis is menater, but we don't pass like the Rabbein Tam. We pass on their beferishi gemaras, their contradictory gemaras. So we pass on like the gemara, the malachim asked the Rabban Shalom, how come he's nice upon him to the Jewish people? The Rabban Shalom answers, the angels, I wrote in my Torah, they only have to recite bichsamos, and if they eat, kedei svi, v'hei medakti kemalatzma, afilu a kazayis, afilu a kebeitza, hech leyas upon him, so how can I not be nice upon him? The God of the way to please me to recite Bechazamos, and even when they only have a Kazai. So that Gemara is beferish, that less than Kadei Svi is only Midar Abban. So that's how we pass, and against the Rabbein Tam. So the way it says in the Gemara, Brochas Dav Chofim and Beis, if the father ate a Kadeis, the father ate a Kazayis, the father's obligation to bench is only Midar Abban, and then the child ate Kadei Svi, but the child is only Hegel Lachinuch. So the child's obligation to bench is also only Midar Abban. So also the Rabbanon, the Mapik the Rabbanon. The child can bench to be Moitzi the father. If the father does not have a bench, the child can be Moitzi the father because they're both the Rabbanon. So this is in Rabbi Kevager printed on the side of the Gemara. The Gilyan Ashas points out that this seems to contradict the Ramban. Ramban holds that the Ramban and Megillah holds that the Chiv Chinuch is not Mutal on the child. The child is never Mechiv B'dover. Chinuch is a chiyuv on the parents. The parents are mechuyev to be mechanach their children. The child is never called a bar chiyuva. So if the child is not a bar chiyuva, how can he have the gears in the Gemara that the child can bench to be moitzi the father? The child is not mechuyev even with the Rabbanah. Not even mechuyev bedov with the Rabbanah. So Rabbi Kedega writes, Achaz man rab matzasi, that the Ramban has a different gears in the Gemara in Brochas. He doesn't have the gears that we have. Okay. So that's a fundamental machlois in the Rishayna, based on different shinui in the schos, shinui girsos. In Brachas Daf Chof on the base, is the Chiyuv Chinuch on the parents or the Chiyuv Chinuch is on the children? So again, some Rishonim answer this kasha. How can you say Kot Neuchel Neved is then Bezim and Tzuvan Afrishoi? What about Chinuch? So they say, no, the Chiyuv Chinuch is only on the parents, not on Acherim. Obviously, they assume it's not on the child. The child is not Mechuyiv Mitam Chinuch Midirabana. They never said Midirabana, the child is Mechuyiv. The parents are Mechuyiv to Mim Machanach, the child. Acherim are not Mechuyiv to Mim Machanach, and the child on his own is not doing anything wrong by eating the chaza, by eating the nevelas. And the other Rishonim say, no, the chiyuv chinuch is on the child, but they only institute chinuch on mitzvahs aseh. They never introduced chinuch on a lois aseh, and even the father is also caught nech on nevelas. The father is not mechuyiv lahafrisha, not just bez nacherim. The father is also not mechuyiv. What's the svara lachalik ben aseh lelois aseh? So the Maralmi Prague has on Shol, a pasuk on Shol ben Aknanis. The Rambam in Prague has the Gurari, a commentary on Pirish Rashi ala Torah. So he says, Shol ben Aknanis, who is that? Shimon promised that he's going to marry Dina. And they had a child, Shol, and she's called Aknanis. Dina is called Aknanis. So she nivela to Hamor, Shechem ben Hamor. She was nivela to the Aknanis, Shechem ben Hamor. So she's called the Aknanis, yeah. So the Maralmi Prague asked the kasha in that medrash that Rashi quotes, what do you mean a brother marries a sister? Even though it's kodem at Torah and by Bnei Noach it's mutter, but still the Obis volunteered to observe Kalat Rakul Alainitna. Why didn't Shimon volunteer to observe the Isra of Boal HaChosai? So he comes up with the suggestion that it only makes sense to volunteer as an Enem Mitzvah V'yosa Mitzvah Saseh. It doesn't make sense to volunteer to abstain from Aloy Saseh. An essay, there's a Kiyama Mitzvah. Let's say a woman wants to volunteer as an Ein Mitzvah to fulfill a Mitzvah Sesa Shaz Man Gram. That makes sense. But to volunteer to observe a Loi Sesa, if you're not Musa too, what are you volunteering? There is no Kiyum. So that's what a whole group of Rishonim hold, that the Mitzvah of Chinuch is to see to it that the child should fulfill a Mitzvah B'Torah Ein Mitzvah V'Yosa. So it only makes sense Chinuch and the area Mitzvah Sase. There is no essay, it's only a lois essay. It's not a lois essay, there's no chinuch. Then he gives the other nafkaminas also. By mesim, Tosis is bothered with a steer. How come you put on tzitzis on the big day on mesim? The Gemara says you have to put on tzitzis, otherwise like the Rosh Cherif I say. And nonetheless, you can put on the mason, beged shel shatnas, beged shel klayim. What happened to like the Rosh Cherif I say? So Tosfos quotes the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, the two brothers. What's the teretz on the kash? So the Maharami Prague gives a new teretz, and the Meshul Chochma gives the same teretz as Maharami Prague. He says, no, the mason are potam in a mitzvahs. You're putting on tzitzis like ena mitzvah v'yos. Ena mitzvah only makes sense in an essay. On tzitzis is a mitzvah. There's a kiyum of an ena mitzvah v'yos. And Eloi says it like a lime. There is no concept of ena mitzvah v'yos. So what are you volunteering? There is no kiyum over there. If I emphasize other kashas also. Yeah, so that's a big machlekes, but the chinuch is only on esen achiyah v'ziv and on lavin. Okay, we didn't do Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Enkli nito tzorch dobra nito. Okay, believe that tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Anybody going to show up Tuesday? Okay. So I'll continue Chazara tomorrow. So.
I had a simple shower today. I was eating in Machaela on the Mechia.